Segway had just come off an overnight shift early yesterday morning when he encountered Armento and Lilo Brancato Jr. breaking into a house in his Pelham Bay neighborhood. A fierce pre-dawn gunfight ensued, and Chateguay was shot and killed in his own driveway. However, beforehand, he managed to shoot both suspects in the exchange. They're now both hospitalized, recovering from their wounds. The 29-year-old Brancato, an actor, had played mobsters on the hit HBO TV series The Sopranos and had a role in the Robert De Niro film A Bronx Tale. Officer Enchetegwe, who was just 28 years old, is the second New York City police officer to die in the line of duty in the past 2 weeks. Will there be a transit strike this week? The TWU has voted to authorize a walkout that could shut down the entire system as early as Friday if the union and the MTA don't come to an agreement beforehand. The number of people injured in explosions at one of Britain's largest oil depots has climbed now to 43. Authorities say today's blasts appear to be accidental. Panic buying, though, has led to long lines at some gas stations, but companies say shortages are unlikely. The blast rocked the countryside for miles around. A towering column of black smoke could be seen. Correspondent Larry Miller has more.
Some people were knocked out of bed by the blast at 6 a.m., windows smashed, front doors buckled. After the blasts, giant fireballs.
There's a lot of damage to houses nearby. The flames are leaping straight up in the air. They're quite high.
Billowing black smoke from the burning fuel blocked the sunrise. Police told people to close their windows and stay indoors. This woman describes what it smells and tastes like.
Putrid. It's sort of like rubbery.
In the storage tanks, millions of gallons of gasoline and jet fuel. It continues to burn.
Some reports say the explosion was so loud that it was heard as far away as the Netherlands. Election day in Iraq is just a few days away, and as Iraqis prepare to elect a new parliament this week, the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Zalmay Khalilzad, says that even Sunnis will be participating.
For the first time in the coming election, the Sunnis will participate in large numbers. They will be represented in the assembly in the way that they have not been before.
He made his comments this morning on ABC's This Week. And legendary comic and Hollywood icon Richard Pryor has died. He suffered a heart attack at his home. He was 65 and had suffered from multiple sclerosis for years. Pryor, who pushed the envelope of comedy and broke a lot of new ground in his day, was an inspiration to generations of actors and comedians who came after him. A longtime drug abuser, he was burned over 50% of his body in 1980 while freebasing cocaine. But Pryor wasn't afraid to make fun of himself either.
The Iraqi government has announced.
I had to stop drinking, though, because I got tired, like, waking up in my car driving 90.
WR time is now 2:03. Sports, traffic, and weather coming up next.
At CompUSA, we get that entertainment centers don't just sit in living rooms, because now you can enjoy your DVDs, DVR, TV, MP3s, and games on a laptop with a 17-inch Ultimate True Bright display. It's the Toshiba Cosmio G25 with Intel Centrino Mobile Technology. Get yours for just under $2,500. Only at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. Offer good through Sunday. See store for details.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For over 25 years, we've been brightening people's holidays with the most magical gift. Name a star after someone. For only $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send an incredible personalized gift package and record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. This is an eternal gift that's never forgotten. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Oh, 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 overstock.com.
Oh, 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 the big, big O, overstock.com. The perfect place for PDAs like Casio and Pong. Oh, 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 the big, big O, overstock.com. The online place to buy your gifts for your dad and mom. No fighting the crowd, stay cozy at your house. Easy way to shop, just point and click your mouse. Many things to choose, like movies, TV, shoes, sporting, betting, jewelry too, all things you can use.
Oh, 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 Santa's a little behind this year. I'm going online to Overstock.com, shipping for just $2.95.
Oh, 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 the big, big O, Overstock.com. The online place to buy your gifts for your dad and mom.
Oh, oh, over. Overstock.com.
WOR time is now 2:05. Traffic westbound across Bronx is slow from Jerome to the George. Eastbound's okay. FDR southbound heavy, 106 to 72nd. Northbound is good. Holland inbound from the turnpike, 5 minutes, 15 minutes from 109. Outbound, 15-minute delay. Street cleaning rules suspended, as are parking meters. Jets leading Oakland in the second, 3-0. Giants and Philadelphia kick off at 4 on the ice today. It's the Devils in Columbus at 5. WOR weather. Cloudy for the remainder of the day with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy tonight, scattered flurries, cold, low near 30 degrees. For tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered flurries by afternoon, high 35. Monday night, partly cloudy, cold, low 22. And for Tuesday, mostly sunny and cold with a high only reaching 28 degrees. It's cloudy right now. Current temperature 38 here at WOR. Next news coming your way at 3. Bulletins at 1. Stay tuned now for the Wilner Window. I'm Karen McHugh reporting from the WOR News Center.
Radio 710 WOR.
Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sam Forbes, and welcome again to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, well, the focus of the show is nutritional supplements. That means vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and how they're properly used. With me this afternoon is Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Sam. Good afternoon, everybody.
And our co-host and medical expert, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, welcome to the show.
All right. Well, we have a special guest today on the phone, and his name is Max Motaika. Max is the director of the Human Products Division of Albion Advanced Nutrition. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Max.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for the opportunity to be with you guys today.
Terrific. Well, Max, before I turn the microphone over to Don, why don't you give us and the listeners a quick overview of Albion Labs, who they are, what they do, and that kind of thing.
Oh, great. Be happy to do that. Incidentally, next year, 2006, Albion is celebrating its 50th anniversary as a company, so we're pretty proud of the fact that we've lasted that long and continued to do so. Looks for a bright future, so that's a good sign for us.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Albion is a specialty manufacturing company when it comes to producing very particular forms of mineral chelates, mineral amino acid chelates and mineral amino acid complexes, and we have any mattering on the dating on patents, anywhere between 80 and 100 patents in the field of mineral nutrition and mineral amino acid chelates in particular. So we manufacture these special chelates that are bought by companies such as Solgar or Carlson or Country Life, and they incorporate these particular forms of minerals into their dietary supplements. Some food companies will incorporate them to fortify foods and also to include them in functional foods.
Okay, well, Max, this is Don Goldberg.
Hey,
I want to add my personal welcome. You and I was trying to think back how many years we've known each other in this industry, and I reached the point where I decided maybe I shouldn't even mention it. But
that's funny because I thought the same thing.
I think it's been at least 25 years, perhaps more than that. But
well, I think I as near as I can recall talking to you was in 1981, the first time, I think. Might have been 80, but I thought it was 81.
Well, I was with I think Faraday Labs, and you were with one of the companies. I won't mention the company yet.
Right.
So that was a while back.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to this, and I want to alert the listeners that this is going to really be a good show, because you know we don't talk. Well, there's a lot of talk about minerals, and a lot of it's a baloney, to be honest with you. And on the one hand, I think a lot of our listeners fail to realize how important minerals are. You know, minerals are no less important than the vitamins. And maybe, Max, you could start off by just explaining what a mineral is and why they play such an important role and why they're so essential.
Okay. Well, Don, you know, as you mentioned, minerals, and, you know, being with a mineral company, of course, I think that they're at least, if not more important than vitamins. But obviously, vitamins and minerals are essential, and you have to ingest them. Now, a mineral typically is what they call a metallic element, calcium, magnesium, iron, zinc, chromium, copper. Those are typical dietary minerals that you require for a variety of physiological functions. And, you know, the thing about minerals is they're so involved. They're involved in forming the structure of bones, such as calcium and magnesium are right in there doing that. But then they have a variety of physiological functions. They're involved in basically all the enzyme systems in the body, all the antioxidant systems, hormone formation, body heat regulation, energy metabolism, you name it. It's involved. Minerals are just doing everything for the body you could imagine.
Including the immune system, energy production. Matter of fact, you wouldn't have certain vitamins if you didn't have the minerals that are part of the vitamins,
yes.
Such as what, cobalt is in...
correct, that's
okay,
correct.
And your blood, you know, you need iron and copper for your... So minerals, as you're saying, are just crucial to all of... to all of your body functions, and I think some people make a mistake, especially those folks out there who take the one-a-day vitamin,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, folks, it's no less important that you make sure you're getting your daily requirements of the minerals as it is for the vitamins. So,
yeah.
And, of course, we'll talk later on, Max, I'm sure, about the mega minerals, like or the macro minerals, I guess is the proper term for, like, calcium and magnesium.
Right, right.
Okay, but there is a difference between minerals and vitamins that is very important, and that's the mechanism by which they're absorbed. Now, why is that? What is the difference between how we absorb vitamins and how we absorb minerals, Max?
Well, that's a whole topic, as you could imagine. But the thing is, a mineral, there's only a few ways that they're absorbed. A typical mineral salt, for instance, something like iron sulfate, ferrous sulfate, that has to be ionized in the stomach and go to form. When I say ionized, that means the iron and the sulfate were first joined together by a bond, and then once they hit the stomach acid, the iron separates from the sulfate and goes into the next portion of the, you know, past the stomach in the duodenum, as they call it, and then it's attached to a carrier protein in the mucosal lining of the intestine and carry it across the wall. Now, a mineral chelate, on the other hand, doesn't get absorbed in that fashion. It goes through the system intact as a chelate, and it's absorbed in a wider range of the gastrointestinal system from the duodenum to the ileum and the jejunum, and it's taken in through an active transport process. And that's gives it some of its unique advantages over the mineral salt forms, whereas the typical vitamin doesn't really require any of what we're talking about for absorption.
Well, in some ways, would the vitamin be absorbed in a manner similar to how perhaps a chelated mineral? It's an organic material, and it's...
Correct.
It's,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whereas...
And that's a very good point, and the thing is, typically, and the point that leads to is that minerals are much more difficult to absorb than your vitamin would be.
Right. And now you mentioned iron. Let's use, you know, a lot of people think in terms of calcium. That's probably one of the most difficult things. Your analogy with the iron sulfate, would the same analogy be applied to like a calcium carbonate product?
Exactly, Don. Exactly the same thing. And interesting thing is, though, is that because they're absorbed in the same fashion where the calcium comes apart from the carbonate and goes into the small intestine to find that carrier protein, that carrier protein is not unique to calcium, but iron and calcium both compete for some of those carrier proteins, and so calcium can block the absorption of an inorganic iron like sulfate.
Yeah, and I guess that's, now is that, by the way, you kind of lead me off to some tangents here because this is such a fascinating thing, but is that the same thing, you know, when we were having this discussion a year or so back about lead and about lead and calcium, and some people said, well, yeah, but it's not such a big problem because other mineral, because calcium actually blocks the lead. Is that the same sort of thing?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Okay. And by the way, which also, you know, we have to take a break in a few moments, Sam. I realize that.
Sure.
But before we do, let me just point out one more thing that's connected to what Max said, and that's the interaction of these minerals. If you go to the Albion website, and I'll have Max give you the web address, they have a little frequently asked questions page or two, and it's not particularly complicated, but they do explain the roles of these minerals in the various functions of the body. They also talk about the interactions, and this is something we've cautioned you folks about many times in the past, and why I suggest that especially in the case of minerals, you might want to be getting most of your minerals as a combination product where they're in the proper ratios and in the proper combination so that you don't create these imbalances, because that can be a problem. Is that correct, Max?
Absolutely correct. No question about it.
Okay. All right, Sam, you want to take a little break, and then I'll come back and ask Max a few more questions?
That sounds great, Don.
Okay, great.
We will start taking your calls in a few moments. You can join us and ask Max yourselves what any questions you have about minerals, but we're going to talk a little bit more. I'll give you the number. It's 1-800-321-0710 if you've got questions for us. And the number again is 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Okay. You know, many experts out there believe that the best type of a probiotic supplement is a live culture, active and ready to work in your body. That's why so many people find that the product BioK Plus is the best way to provide friendly bacteria that help with digestive problems, the immune system, intestinal health, and high cholesterol. BioK Plus provides 50 billion fresh, active bacteria, Acidophilus and casei, in either a fermented milk-based, plain or fruit-flavored, or a dairy-free soy base. Now remember, much of the research on Acidophilus was actually done on yogurt cultures, not freeze-dried capsules. The patented stain of Acidophilus in BioK Plus has actually been clinically proven effective in preventing antibiotic-associated diarrhea, and it's currently in use in many hospitals. BioK Plus must be refrigerated. It comes in six packs with a typical dose of a half bottle to a full bottle per day. It comes in an original, flavored, or dairy-free version. BioK Plus is also available in capsule form, or will be shortly, for extra convenience. If you want to feel better, try BioK Plus, the live, active probiotic supplement from Wilner Chemist.
And now, a health tip from Nature's Answer with Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse.
The news is out. Pharmaceutical treatments for menopause may have severe adverse effects. Natural therapies can help balance women's systems safely. Nature's Answer's liquid menopause formula is the ideal alternative. It brings together black cohosh, American ginseng, nettle, hops, Romania, and Vitex in a delicious, easy-to-take, well-balanced combination, naturally sweetened with organic agave nectar.
Look for the platinum label from Nature's Answer, the liquid professionals for over 30 years, at fine health food stores or visit naturesanswer.com.
Backed by popular demand, Doctor's Best is once again offering a one-half price special on their popular glucosamine chondroitin MSM combination. This is a great opportunity for you to stock up on one of the most effective combinations for joint pain that you can get, glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Reduce inflammation and pain while you stimulate healing. Why take acetaminophen, which can poison your liver, when you take glucosamine chondroitin MSM, which work just as well or better, and it's good for you? Doctor's Best glucosamine chondroitin MSM capsules in 120 or 240 sizes, now on sale at Wilner Chemist at half price. That's glucosamine chondroitin MSM capsules from Doctor's Best, now on sale, one half price, at both Wilner Chemist locations and on the internet at www.wilner.com.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Wilner Window, and joining me here in the studio is Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Bodell, and we have a special guest today, Max Motyka, and we're going to continue talking to you, Max. Don?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Max. Now, we've pointed out to everybody how important minerals are. We've pointed out the fact that the absorption of minerals is in some ways more difficult than the absorption of vitamins. And this kind of brings us to what you do. You guys form or manufacture for use by the supplement people chelated versions of these minerals. Now, what exactly is a chelate?
Don, it's a thing that sometimes is very difficult to describe to people who maybe do not have a chemical background at all, but let me try to put it into terms that make some sense to people, because there is a very definite definition of what a chelate is, and it has, especially mineral amino acid chelates, and it revolves around particular bonding patterns that are held where the mineral is held by the amino acids via specific coordinate covalent and ionic bonds and all that happy stuff. But it, basically, a mineral amino acid chelate is a compound where you have real amino acids holding an iron or a calcium or a manganese, whatever the mineral is, in this so-called chelate bond. If you could picture, if you say, take your forefinger and your thumb and take a marble and grip the marble between your forefinger and your thumb at the tip, and then you took your other hand and did the same thing to the same marble. That is basically the look from a chemical standpoint of that you would get on a variety of crystallography testing and things such as that, that would show you that type of structure. But the big thing about that is the glue that holds this chelate together, the amino acid and the iron, gives it unique properties that enhance the ability for you to absorb it, to decrease the amount of side effects, in other words, better tolerated form of the mineral. A lot of minerals, as you know, Don, have side effects, like when it comes to the stomach, iron causes constipation, zinc can cause nausea, calcium forms can cause acid rebound, things like that. So those things don't typically happen with the true reacted mineral amino acid chelate because of this unique bonding that I referred to.
Okay, well, you just slipped one little word in there. You said true.
Right.
A true chelate, and I want to kind of talk about that a little bit, because I'm aware from personal experience and from, you know, looking at from listening to a lot of the marketing hype out there, that there's a big difference between what people are calling chelates, and I think we need to discuss that a little bit. A true chelate, the type that you guys manufacture, it actually is, as you say, chemically bound. The mineral becomes a part, so to speak, of the organic molecule. So, and that's what carries it across. Now, some of the things I've seen is where a company's just kind of take and dump some minerals into some hydrolyzed protein, some soy protein or something, and they put a little bit of water or some alcohol in there and stir it around, and then they dry it.
Right.
And they call that a chelated mineral. But that's not really the same thing, is it?
Not at all. And it really is a shame, really is a shame, because, you know, a consumer who maybe has read information about the advantages of a true reacted chelate, such as we manufacture, goes to the store and buys, let's say, an iron chelate, thinking, oh, good, I have constipation when I take ferrous sulfate. And they take this unreacted chelate that you're talking about, Don, and they get the same constipation problem. And they say, well, chelates are no better. And the problem is that, you know, unfortunately, the Food and Drug Administration have bigger fish to fry, and they don't really, in my opinion, regulate this as much as they should. Now, the true chelate that we make, to make this a totally reacted chelate, a true chelate, you have to take the mineral and dissolve it in liquid and the amino acid, dissolve it in liquid, adjust the pH with an organic acid such as citric acid to drive the reaction together and form that chelate and then spray dry the product at the end. When you take and do what you're saying, you know, take a little slurry of protein hydrolysate and some calcium carbonate, throw it together, you're going to get a little bit of reaction, but you're not going to get a lot. And so, you know, basically the consumer's paying less than they would for a true chelate, but more than they would for, say, calcium carbonate or ferrous sulfate. But, in fact, they're just getting calcium carbonate and ferrous sulfate with a little bit of protein added.
All right. Now, maybe if we have enough time later on, I will give the listeners an actual rundown of exactly how they used to make some of these fake chelates. It'd be interesting. But anyway, okay, but the other, now there's another area where the distinction between a true chelate and a fake chelate comes into play, or perhaps comes into play,
mm-hmm.
and that is the talk about these, what do they call it? Food grown or food cultured,
food based
type minerals. Now,
right.
Now, so what is that all about?
Well, you know, there are some things that have been around for years that are pretty decent things, and the things that I think that were best that were grown in yeast cultures were like chromium and selenium, and they would put those inorganic chromiums or seleniums into a yeast culture, and the yeast would incorporate these trace and ultra-trace minerals into their cells, right? And then this would be used after they, you know, take and dry the yeast. They would analyze the amount of chromium or selenium in there, and they'd sell that as a food-based or yeast-based or vegetable support type of a mineral product. And those are actually pretty good. But the problem is that any of these things can only really be used for things that are very, very small in their requirement by the human body. Because, you know, when you try to, you know, have a calcium that's, you know, vegetable grown or whatever, the quantity of the vegetable that would have to be incorporated in the tablet would be so large, it'd be ridiculous. It's an impossibility, really.
Well, yes, and that's that leads to what they used to call the $64,000 question. I'm not sure how many people know what that refers to anymore these days. But anyway, one of the claims that gets made then, and you tell me whether there's any truth to this,
mm-hmm.
Sam, you keep me posted on how we're doing time-wise here.
Well, ask your question.
Okay.
Ask your question.
Okay, the claim is, Max, that because they've incorporated some of these minerals into the cells of these food-type things.
You know, Don, we're going to have to take that break right now.
Okay.
But we'll get back to your question in just a moment. We will have to take a quick break, including a check on the traffic. This is Sam Forbes, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest Max Motyka, and we'll be back after this word. Are you looking for an alternative to tablets and capsules, something higher potency and more stable than liquids? Well, then look no further than All-One high-potency vitamin mineral powders. All-One powders are easy to take, readily absorbed, pure, high in potency, and more economical than tablets and capsules. There are 5 All-One products to choose from, including a dairy-free and vegetarian versions. In addition to everyone's favorite, of course, the original formula, there is an all-one with concentrated green foods, one with fruit antioxidants, a hypoallergenic rice base, and one for active seniors. One heaping tablespoon of all-one mixed with your favorite juice replaces a full handful of tablets and capsules and provides a delicious boost of nutritional energy that'll last the whole day. For over 30 years, All One from NutriTech has delivered quality, innovative, high-potency vitamin supplements, powders, providing the simple, healthy, cost-effective solution for your daily nutritional needs. The entire All One powders are available from Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Okay, and now for a quick check of the traffic, here's Bill Gordon.
And taking a look at the LIE, westbound traffic heavy from Casino Boulevard to the Van Wyck Expressway, southbound on the BQE, heavy traffic from Atlantic Avenue down to Hamilton Avenue. No problems right now at the George Washington Bridge inbound, upper and lower deck looking good. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel, up to a 20-minute wait. Outbound, no delays. Inbound Holland Tunnel from the 109 approach, a 10-minute wait. No troubles off the Turnpike approach. Now, troubles in New Jersey continue for Route 287 northbound, coming into exit 47 in Montville. An accident blocks the left lane. Southbound to Garden State Parkway, an earlier accident at exit 135 has been cleared, but now a new accident tying up a lane at exit 135 in Clark. This report brought to you by Comtrex. Comtrex Deep Chest Cold has an ingredient specifically designed to break up stubborn chest congestion and relieve sore throats and coughing. Comtrex knocks out every kind of cold symptom. I'm Bill Gordon for the WOR Traffic Report.
When it comes to health and wellness, TwinLab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at TwinLab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients in a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, TwinLab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll-free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to TwinLab. Answers for life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, we all know the importance of maintaining a healthy heart. Coenzyme Q10, commonly known as CoQ10, is a critical nutrient for the cardiovascular system and one of the strongest antioxidants available. But how do you know which CoQ10 to choose? Q-Absorb from Jarrow Formulas is the ultimate antioxidant for cardiovascular protection. Q-Absorb is clinically tested, 100% natural, and supports healthy heart function. Absorption is a major factor in the effectiveness of CoQ10, and this is where Q-Absorb excels. Studies show that when Q-Absorb expands blood vessels and improves oxygen consumption, when combined with exercise, Q-Absorb supplementation produces near normal endothelial function. So, don't just ask for CoQ10, ask for Q-Absorb from Jarrow Formulas. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Jarrow Formulas products, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and Arnie is off this weekend, as you noticed, but he'll be back with us next week. We're going to return to our discussion, but before we do that, we want to give you a quick update on what's on sale at Wilner Chemists. We have American Health and Home Health on sale at 30% off list price. We also have Twin Lab, Nature's Herbs, Alveda Teas, Health from the Sun on sale at 25% off, and selected items from Natural Factors, Natural, and Doctor's Best on sale at 35 to 50% off list price. If you already don't have a copy of our beautiful 224-page fall edition of the Wilner Chemist's reference catalog, it's filled with health information and product data, you should ask for it. Just call us at 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. It'll take a recording of your name and address. The number again is 1-800-633-1106, or you can request a copy by visiting our new website at www.wilner, and that's Wilner with two L's, .com. The website gives a full list of all the sale items as well.
Now, of course, you can pick up a catalog at either of our two stores in Manhattan. We have a store at Midtown. It's at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just one block south of Grand Central Terminal. And we have a store downtown where you'll find Sam Forbes holding shop, or holding forth, whatever. He's located at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals.
Thank you, Don, and I'm sorry about interrupting you before, but we were sort of clarifying, I guess, the issue of true chelates, or as opposed to like the food-based, and you were asking Max a question.
Right.
But we also want to clarify, you know, like Albion Labs, you know, Don, I've seen the word Albion Labs on the bottles for years, and a lot of the companies we carry proudly put the Albion name on the their bottles for good reason. They are the best chelates, in my opinion, and hopefully our listeners will now look for these particular products with the Albion chelated minerals. Go ahead, Don.
Well, that's what we're trying. You know, I'm trying to explain with Max's help here exactly why that's such an important thing, and we'll as we end up on our discussion. And by the way, I know we do have some folks who have already called in, and you're patiently waiting. And I'm going to try and get to your calls shortly. It's just that I think it's important that we kind of finish up with this line of questioning here.
Absolutely, Don.
Max, before I was going to approach it one way, before I finish my other question, let me ask you this.
Okay.
You know, we have. Everybody's heard of the MDRs, the RDIs, now it's the daily intakes and so forth. This basically, we have the government saying that, well, the average person needs a certain amount of each vitamin and mineral, either for good health or to prevent a deficiency, okay, whatever. But we have these guidelines that they give us. Let's say, for sake of argument, the requirement for calcium might be 1,000 milligrams. Now, does that mean that they're saying we need 1,000 milligrams of stuff that is not so available to the body, so that we end up getting only a portion into our bloodstream? Are they taking into account the fact that we only absorb a certain amount of calcium, or are they saying that's the amount of calcium we actually need? And, of course, then the question is, if we can take calcium as a supplement, and say we have a choice of supplements, one where we get a high percentage of the calcium absorbed and another where we get a lower percentage of the calcium absorbed, can we take less of the better absorbed calcium?
Well, you know, it's interesting, that whole area of the, you know, the RDI, the DRI, the whatever, okay, that the USDA comes up with, saying, like as you were saying, down 1,000 or 1,200 milligrams for certain women on the calcium, 18 milligrams on iron, 15 on zinc. Those are the amount of any particular mineral that is needed to keep you from being ill, from having a lack of that particular mineral. So that guideline is basically a number that says if you take this much, you probably won't suffer from a deficiency, overt deficiency. But there are many marginal deficiency situations that exist with all the minerals, and that's where a lot of us are, have marginal deficiency. But in fact, in the most recent USDA survey, basically nobody in the survey was getting the required amount of any of their minerals every day. And some of the minerals that were the biggest culprits in terms of the highest percentage of the U.S. populace not getting the so-called RDA, RDI, was magnesium, and also iron and zinc, and, you know, with women in particular, calcium. So, you know, when they do these recommended intakes, in some cases, they just assume all the minerals are absorbed at the same rate.
Okay.
And that's a problem, because in particular, if you take, in the instance where they know and they grant that there is a difference, that's in iron, they know that a protein chelated iron is more well absorbed than an inorganic iron, and so they actually do make recommendations. If you're taking in only inorganic, how much to take versus if you're taking in organic iron forms. But that's the only instance that they do that. And so, you know, those guidelines are not that useful if you're going to be taking all poorly absorbed mineral forms.
Okay, well, now, some of the people that market the food-based or the food-grown minerals will make the claim, whether rightly or wrongly, that first, that their minerals are indeed chelated or naturally chelated. Of course, sometimes they go even further and they try to imply that somehow the mineral's actually been changed in some way through this process, which is incorrect.
Right.
But they'll come up with a product that, for example, I'm using calcium, you're using iron, but I find that the difference is more, is greater with calcium, so it's easier to talk about.
Sure, the macro minerals is where they really have a problem.
Right, right. So they'll have a product, as you point out, which will only have maybe 100 milligrams of calcium. Now, regardless of whether it's incorporated into the food or somehow magically changed to something else, it's still only 100 milligrams of calcium.
Right.
Can they, in good faith, or can I, in good faith, tell a customer that if they take 100 milligrams of that calcium, or let's say 100 milligrams of your of the Albion patented true chelated
right.
calcium,
mm-hmm.
is that going to be just as good as taking 1,000 milligrams of an inorganic calcium?
Oh, absolutely not. That's a total witchcraft statement. 100 milligrams just is not going to make it, because all you have to do is take a look at dietary intake output numbers for calcium or magnesium, and you'll see that those numbers are higher than 100 milligrams if you took in and absorbed and excreted 100 milligrams of that particular mineral, whichever it might be. Just the basic input-output data show that that's not going to be sufficient.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to let me tell you folks, Max only promised that he would stay for the first hour, so
right.
unless he changes his mind, I'm going to have to hold off asking all of my questions to give you folks a try at this. Before we do that, Max, let's comment on what Sam brought up. How does the consumer know when they're getting a product that is, in fact, using Albion chelated minerals?
Sure. You know, I'd like to make two points there. One, you know, exactly what it's going to do on the label, but also a thing about Albion's chelates that people should all keep in mind as a reason why they're seeking out the Albion chelates. Do you know that all published clinical data that show the effectiveness of mineral amino acid chelates have been done only on Albion material, and the only validity testing that have been shown to prove that the chelate is present has been done by Albion. Albion is the only one that have the CAS registry numbers, which means that we have submitted to the American Chemical Society the structure and the proof of the structure that we are making a true chelate. None of the so-called chelate companies that you mentioned before that are putting the powder together and, you know, doing a slurry, none of them have submitted validity or clinical testing. If I'm a consumer, I'd have to say, why won't they submit their chelates to clinical testing? Could it be that they're going to be no more effective than the inorganic or salt forms, is what I would believe. So when you go to the store, as you're saying, the companies tend to do a couple of different things. One, a number of the companies will say at the bottom of the ingredient panel, it'll say process patent, Albion Laboratories, U.S. patent number, blankety, blankety, blank. And in other cases, they'll list just the patents of Albion. In some cases, they have a gold medallion, and that's been granted to that product by Albion, attesting to the fact that all the minerals in that product are Albion mineral amino acid chelates. So look on the label for Albion's name or process patent numbers referring to Albion or the gold medallion from Albion. That's the only way you could really, really know.
Okay,
terrific.
Good.
Listen, Don, I think we'll take a break here because I want to give the last segment of this first hour people a chance to call and ask Max questions, hopefully. But, you know, having an expert, Don, on minerals on the show is, boy, I mean, there's so many questions because there is a lot of confusion. I have questions myself, for instance. Some people say things like calcium and magnesium shouldn't be taken together. Perhaps Max can answer that question. You have all their types of other mineral types of products on the market, zinc picolinate and chromium picolinate, and so forth and so on. And I'd like to give Max a chance to comment on how does chelate fit into some of these other
forms. Maybe we can
and
twist
magnesium.
His arm.
And magnesium.
Yeah, maybe if he doesn't have the second hour, maybe he'll agree to come back and be on the show again sometime in the future.
Minerals
I would do that down in a heartbeat.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Minerals are a big, big subject. Okay, it is time for a short break. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us about minerals, vitamins, minerals, homeopathic remedies, so forth and so on, give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes,
Don Goldberg,
and Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back after this message from Natrol. Well, what's your brain speed? Could it be faster? Well, help is on the way. Natrol's Brain Speed is an innovative new line of brain supplements that help improve your brain's processing speed. Over 3 years in development, Natrol's Brain Speed is available in three unique formulas to meet your specific cognitive needs. There's one called attention, the other is memory, and the final one is performance. In addition to helping you think faster, these Brain Speed products can help promote attention, maintain memory, and improve decision-making speed. Does it work? Well, see for yourself. Natrol's Brain Speed is the first brain supplement that actually gives you a tool to measure your results. 2 months free access to the Brain Speedometer. It's an online test that measures your cognitive performance and allows you to track your progress while taking Natrol Brain Speed. So think faster with Natrol Brain Speed. Natrol has been nourishing the potential of mind and body for 25 years. Brain Speed and other fine Natrol products are available at Wilner Chemists. Always discount price. Find out more at brainspeed.com.
Are you tired of the slow road to recovery from a cold? Had it with miserable symptoms that linger and worsen? Get new Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. Umka Cold Care is a breakthrough natural medicine that shortens the duration and speeds recovery from bronchial, throat, and sinus irritations, enabling you to get back to being yourself again. This potent extract, unique to South Africa, has been clinically studied and proven effective. In fact, Umka Cold Care has become an international top seller and is now available in the U.S. Umka is available in concentrated drops and great-tasting syrups for both children and adults. So the next time you feel a cold coming on, get better faster. Get new Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. Umka, unique, exotic, and best of all, it works. Umka, the traditional Zulu remedy, transformed by modern science into a natural medicine for sinusitis and the common cold. Umka is now available from Wilner Chemists.
When menopause symptoms hit, FemGest Progesterone Cream may help. It's formulated for life's natural changes. FemGest Progesterone Cream is the high-quality, odorless progesterone cream offering a natural, holistic approach during a woman's transitional menopause cycles. FemGest Progesterone Cream helps address the changes and challenges associated with perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause years. It's the product today's women are looking for to help them achieve inner health and balance. A unique time-tested odorless formulation, FemGest Progesterone Cream combines the physician-recommended amount of organically-based progesterone with a soothing aloe vera gel and grapefruit extract. For help with life's natural changes, turn to the natural support of FemGest Progesterone Cream, available only at Wilner Chemists and other fine natural food stores and vitamin specialty retailers. The entire lines of home health and American health products, including FemGest, are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, along with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Max Motyka from Albion Labs. And before we get back to the phones or our discussion, hopefully we'll get a couple of your phone calls in, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you the My Favorite Multi collection of multivitamin supplements. Okay, and shall we start with a phone call?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Let's just do that. Kevin, you're live on the Wilner Window. Thanks for waiting. What's your question?
Yes, I have a two-part question.
Sure.
So, okay, first, can a mineral supplement be effective in a liquid form? And the second part of the question is this. Is a mineral supplement most effective if it's in combination with a multi-mineral multivitamin, or is it more effective taken alone?
Great question. Vitamins and minerals together in it, well, I don't know about liquid. I don't think they work well in liquid, but
let's
Max take that one.
Oh, sure. Number one, minerals can be very effective in liquid form. Now, the thing to keep in mind is that if you want to take advantage of something being a chelate and offering to you, therefore, the advantages of it being a chelate, such as the lack of intolerance, side effects, and well-absorbed, that type of thing, the person or company, I should say, that formulates the product really has to make sure that they formulate it in a way that the stability of the chelate is maintained. So that's really a very important thing. You know, a number of your minerals, in fact, though, are not very soluble at all. And, for instance, calcium carbonate and things such as that, mag oxide, these things are not going to be in solution. They're going to be in suspension at best, and therefore, really, in terms of dosage form, aren't going to offer the consumer that much of an advantage. Now, in terms of whether or not the caller, Kevin, alluded to the fact that he wanted to know if it was more effective to take liquid mineral with a form that has the vitamins also in a liquid form. Very often that's a difficult thing because the stability of a lot of your minerals is very poor in the presence of mineral forms when in solution, and therefore you might degrade a lot of your vitamins in a multiple vitamin mineral in liquid form.
Okay.
Yeah, the thing to watch out for, Kevin, is you know, when you're talking about liquids, as Max sort of alluded to, when you put things in liquid form, they can react with each other chemically, you see. So you have stability problems, you have taste and flavor problems. Minerals often don't taste that well, so you have problems with masking the taste. And bottom line is, always look at the dosage, at the potency. You know, if you only have a few milligrams of a mineral in a liquid form, it doesn't matter how available it might be, it's still only a few milligrams. So that's something that sometimes people get confused about. They'll hear all this marketing thing about some liquid version, you know, and how wonderful it is and how great it is, and it's ionized a certain way and it's absorbent, this and that, but there's only a little bit of the mineral there, and you know, that's the key thing.
Yeah, the thing that comes to my mind, Don, on that is the big story that they had about the liquid colloidal minerals, which
right.
unfortunately just buffaloed a lot of people because it's such a happy story that, you know, they're so small and they're liquid, they're 100% absorbed, and, you know, then bottom line is when you look at it, there's nothing in there anyway.
Yeah, I mean, 100% of a few milligrams is still a few milligrams.
Correct.
And that's it.
Yeah.
The other problem with that product, especially the ones that first came out, is a lot of the minerals that they did have in there were toxic minerals.
Right.
And thankfully, they're so small that they probably were insignificant.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin, for the call. Let's see if we can fit one more call in before a break. Peter, you're live on the Wilner Window. What's your question today, Peter?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just finished the book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Excellent book, by the way. And
so we know the authors personally.
Well,
they're great guys.
I understand that.
Yeah.
but anyways, I had two quick questions. One, do you have any specific recommendations on the mineral supplements? Any specific products? My wife and I now take them separately. We take selenium, zinc, calcium, and magnesium separately. And I was asked. That is one. And then the second one, Mr. Goldberg had made a comment in the book on indole-3-carbinol that most studies support the efficacy of it as an anti-cancer agent, but some studies do not and actually state that it promotes cancer. And this was written, you know, I guess in 2002, 2003. I wanted to see if there was any updated information on that since this excellent book was written.
Okay, well, why don't you start the mineral the question first, and this sort of ties in what the previous caller asked about combining the minerals. It's sort of interesting. This gentleman is Peter's taking them all separately. Is there any advantage to that? Or?
Well, certainly it depends on how much mineral he's trying to supplement. Because mm-hmm. if he's trying to, you know, a lot of consumers make the mistake of thinking they have to supplement
all of their minerals. They have to get their complete daily requirement in their supplement. And if that's what the consumer's trying to do, they're probably going to have to either take them separately or take something that's a multi-mineral and take many, many tablets of that form. He mentioned specific minerals that he was taking,
right.
And I was wondering if, in fact, Peter was asking, can we tell him a product that would be recommended, and I think Don would be the one that might know this, that had those particular minerals in a combination form, because, I'm in the end of the business where we manufacture the mineral amino acid chelates and sell them to companies that manufacture
right.
tablets, capsules, and liquids. Don, you're the one, I think you're the expert when it comes to existing products.
Well, yeah, my first comment to Peter, to me the question here is he better off taking the individual minerals that he mentioned, the selenium, zinc, calcium, and magnesium? Now, we know, for example, if you're taking zinc, I want to know how much zinc he's taking and whether he's going to be creating a problem with copper, for example.
Exactly.
Peter, there, as we said at the beginning of the show, there are potential interactions with minerals, and my preference is to have somebody take a blend, a balanced blend. If you need extra minerals for certain things, like let's say that you're at risk to prostate cancer and your multivitamin has selenium maybe 100 or 200 micrograms and vitamin E, but you might need more selenium and vitamin E, then that's what I would take, but I would take it in addition to the blend that's in your multivitamin, okay? Maybe up to 400 or 600 micrograms total. You didn't mention chromium, for example, very important trace mineral. You're taking certain ones. Why? And why aren't you taking the other ones?
Right. And, Don, if I may add to that, one of the things we mentioned about the mineral amino acid chelates is that they are absorbed in a different pattern or fashion than the inorganics, and they don't inhibit the absorption of one another. So if you're having a chelate, all chelates in the mineral product that you're referring to, you don't have to be as concerned about dietary inhibition of one mineral versus the other. As you mentioned, Don, copper and zinc interacting in a negative way, that's the same thing with that goes true for iron and zinc and calcium and zinc and iron. These things all can block the absorption of one another. Unfortunately, the law of mass takes over, and the one that's largest in quantity in the product will win out if it's not a chelate.
Right. Okay. And Sam, why don't I answer the other part of Peter's question
sure.
during the next hour when Max is in
with
us?
Got 20 seconds.
Oh well. I can't do it in 20 seconds. So.
Well, maybe we can wait after the hour because
we
do have a quick a break here. But
tell you what, Max, let's give him the website. What
okay.
your website is?
www.albion-a@nancy.com.
Okay, thanks, Max. Hang in there. We'll say goodbye to you one more time. But now a word from Asparitox by Integrative Therapeutics.
When Mother Nature turns nasty, fight back with a little of her own medicine, Asparitox with supercharged echinacea. As the seasons change, you'll want this natural, feel-better essential for proven immune support. Asparitox is chewable, tasty, and has the triple action power of two types of echinacea plus two immune-enhancing herbs, Baptisia and Thuja. This combination is more powerful than echinacea alone, and it supports your body's resistance when you need it most. Each herb is unique in the way it affects immune function, and studies show this combination provides broad-spectrum support to activate your immune system. Clinically proven with over 70 years of use and research, Asparitox is great for the whole family. When you're not feeling at your peak and can't afford to gamble with your health, choose proven immune support. Arm your body's defense system with Asparitox and feel better twice as fast. When results matter, there's only one true choice, Asparitox from Integrative Therapeutics. Asparitox is available at Wilner Chemists.
Okay, this is Sam Forbes along with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Bodell, and we were joined today by a special guest, Max Motyka from Albion Labs, and we're really glad to have been able to talk to you. Hope you hopefully you'll be able to join us in the future.
I would love to do so. It's I really treasure the opportunity to talk with you and to try to give some straight information to the consumer.
Thanks a lot, Max. Mm-hmm. Okay, this portion of Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, with more Ester C products than any other company. The entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course. Okay, we want to remind you that this is a two-hour show. We hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour. We'll be back right after the news, so stay tuned. And if you're waiting to talk to us from the first hour, just hang on. We'll be right with you.
Draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
Now, the latest news and information from the station you trust and rely on. 710 WOR, New York's first AM/HD radio station. Streaming online at WOR710.com.
WOR News at 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Skies are cloudy. The temperature is now 37 degrees. And it's windy out there, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. And it's going to turn colder. I'll have details on that in a few minutes. I'm Karen McHugh. A spokesman for the Bronx DA's office says both men allegedly involved in the shooting of an off-duty NYPD.